Welcome. This is your first time here, right?
Yeah. Nice, yeah, man. It is.
Wow, we're right on time. Look at that.
I'm punctual.
Let's do it.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thank you. Not a bad idea, Elgin. Elgin David producing that little bitty.
Oh, that's who did that.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense now. Okay.
And Jay Guy's here today.
What's up? What up? What
and
up?
And first timer in the studio, South Florida comedian, Sarah Bailey. Right?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. And don't be scared to get close to that.
Oh, yeah. Don't be scared to assault the microphone.
Yeah, if you want to do anything to that mic. That mic has already told me.
That,
yes, my mic says whatever she wants, don't. It's whatever, as much fondling she wants to do with the mic, Doug.
See, you're telling me to assault your microphone. You lure me in with baby oil.
Yeah, well, there you go. Welcome to the show.
Well, okay. Excellent.
We open the show with basically discussions, you know what I'm saying? And whatever we've done, like last time we had the show, you and I both worked at the Improv, so we chatted about that a little bit. That's how we open the show, like interesting things that have happened. Now, I'd imagine that a woman like you may have some interesting things. Interesting things happen to her.
What are
probably,
you talking?
Probably.
On a daily basis. On a daily basis. I definitely do not just hole up in my apartment and smoke copious amounts of weed with my cats. No. I have a very exciting life.
All right. Well, good. Because I thought I was the only one who sat home with my cats.
Oh, yeah.
While you're on that, let me open up this discussion. First of all, I'm a man. Okay, this is my home.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I'm a fiduciary, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? I got a savings. You know what I mean? I got an 850 credit score. All right?
850.
Those are the perfect kind of sexy requirements that get women.
Hold on. I got my Trump fucking implants in my shoes. 828.
He just whipped his fucking credit score dick out and was like 850.
Well, I can't rip my real dick out right now.
No, just the credit score. Those are the sexy requirements that get women, man.
Well,
credit scores, 401ks. Retirement plans.
That's what I'm telling
you. He also dropped fiduciary. That is impressive.
He got part of that word right. Yeah.
Thank you. It's like you start the lawnmower. Just took right out of your hands. There he goes. It's in the neighbor's yard now.
Yep. Oh, no.
So I'm just trying to say I'm a grown man, right? I don't have anybody. I don't need a chaperone.
Okay.
Right? So usually, all right, we have an alarm on the house.
Right.
So the other night, I was telling Jay some of my interesting. I was drinking this weed beer on Sunday. I think it was weed beer. It smelled like weed. And it did. It maybe it had been me. But so we go out to eat. We get real nuts. This weird beer makes you crazy. I come home. I go out back to, you know, a little alone time with the, you know, the smoke, a little peace time, a little nighty night, nightcap. And I guess the alarm had gone off and now we shut it off and stuff. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there on my just puffing away and a Coral Springs police officer walks up to the side of my house by the gate. And I'm just sitting there. All of a sudden, I hear, excuse me, sir, pardon me. I'm like, I look over and I see the popo.
Do they have the lights on or anything?
I didn't see any lights. I just looked over to my right. You've been out back. So looking to that side of the house. And
it's
all of a sudden you see and you see some guy just leaning up against the fence.
Oh God.
You know, and he's
full
got
uniform.
Yeah, he's got the guys. I looked at the gun right away.
Fuck.
And I'm thinking now, first of all, you know, listen, if I was 18, I would have freaked out or started swallowing the weed, shoving it up my ass.
You're a homeowner. You have a life.
Well, you know, we all gotta do what we gotta do. What's up, Peter Kramer? And so I'm like, but then I realized I'm a man.
Yeah.
This is my house.
I'm a fiduciary.
I'm a fiduciary.
Fiduciary.
Bitch, I fucking
I have an 850 credit score.
I took another puff.
Right in front of the thaw.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Just said, hold on a second there, buddy.
I wouldn't be that brave.
No, I wasn't. You know what I mean? But I just sat there because I sat. It was like a really weird moment because all of a sudden you look over. And I was ready hot. The wife and I were getting debate, and I was—I mm-hmm. told them some of the deep conversation we're in. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting back there, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, again, it's like it reminded me when I was a kid, you know, like in high school, and you're mm-hmm. drinking Michelobes in the back seat of somebody's car behind a Burger King.
Sub that with Four Locos.
That Ultra wasn't
No, it was Four Locos.
The wine coolers.
You know, Bartles
before
and James.
They changed the recipe back when it was blackout juice.
Yeah.
That's what we used
to do. Oh, Mickey Malt. Mickey Malt with the big wide mouths.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, you know, it's but I sat there for a second. Oh, and I'm like, well, he's going to arrest me? You know, I could see that going. So I was just, you know what I mean? But I had that moment where I was like, I looked at the weed on the table. It was a big bag. I mean, it wasn't like, you know what I mean? He could have saw it from where he was at. Oh, that's right. How much it was in there. So I was like, oh, this is, you know, like, what's going to happen now? Like, all of a sudden, you start visualizing me getting
my
clearly handcuffed.
Clearly, it ended with you being fine. You're still here today.
So. Yeah,
you still have copious amounts of weed.
I didn't spend any time in a prison.
In the clink.
So how does the story continue?
Well, a guy says, "Yeah, could you come to the front, please?" I go, "Yeah, absolutely, sir." And I brought my ID and showed him my ID, and I said, "This is my house, bitch."
Did somebody call on you? What was he doing?
No. Well, what happened was you have to. After the house alarm goes off, mm-hmm. you have to shut it, unarm it, and basically have to do a certain thing so
they don't come.
Right.
And
I was assured by my wife, by the way, that had been done, had been taken care of. You know what I mean? And maybe she was setting me up. She's like, oh, that fucking asshole. He's smoking out there. I'm going to get him in trouble. I'm going to call the police. There's a guy outside smoking weed on my patio. He's chubby, fat, look like Ron Jeremy.
No.
Anyway. So that was, you know, that was interesting.
Yeah. Oh,
but to me, again, the difference is, you know, reminding myself of that moment because you don't know. Like, almost like when I get pulled over. When I get pulled over now, I just pull over, give me the ticket. I'm not stressed. I don't give, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. I don't go through that shit.
I'm talking to a black, talking to a black man here.
Immediately, I get tense.
I'm sorry. It's white privilege of me. I'm so white privileged. Yeah, I don't get pulled over. I don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah, no, man.
I have this thing called boobs. I don't get
So that works a lot? Do you work at? I mean, do you?
No, I mean, okay, I've gotten I've never gotten a speeding ticket in my goddamn life. No, never.
Listen, can I give you some quick comedy advice? That's your merch shirt.
No, I've never gotten a speeding ticket.
I've never gotten a speeding ticket. Just put it right over that chest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right?
Yeah, it works.
You do any jokes like that?
I feel like that's such low hanging fruit.
Right.
Like I don't really want to make my tits a big joke. That's so annoying.
But you can do it without doing it.
You can. I mean, I could do subtle jokes. Like I could say, "Oh, my hair is fake, but my tits are real." I don't know. It's just dumb.
That's super subtle.
Totally subtle.
That you're talking about.
I don't fucking know. See, this is why I can't do these jokes.
Well, you
I'm
know.
Not going to.
Good for you.
All right. Wow, take a stand, Sarah.
Well, you doing a show tonight?
Yeah, I will be at 33rd Street Wine Bar. Thank you, Eric Rosenblum.
Yeah, then.
What a time.
Yeah, nice. You've been there, right?
Yeah, I've been at 33rd. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Nice little narrow run. Like, it's just that's like the room Randy did, the room Danny Brass room in Summerlin, New Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah.
It's funny, when I walked out there, I said, boy, this is what it's like to do bus on a train cart.
Oh, my God.
It's like, but it's a fun room. Everybody, you know, it's a lit room. Mm-hmm. When you get that many people stuffed in together.
Oh, right. They're going to have a good time.
They better.
Hallway comedy, you know?
Right.
Hallway comedy?
It's like dorm room comedy.
That's it's a good thing I'm 4'10".
Anyway, and so I did drink some weed beer. It was really weird. It smelled like weird. If there was no THC in it, they said it was made with hemp. And I thought
this is at Lucky's.
Yeah, Lucky's.
I think I've been there before.
Right off near Parkland.
It's like
over
in
the back
area. You got
right off the highway. Yeah, you got a good drive through around there. If you're ever there, got to get the chicken salt and boca. It's a good dish.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, but we were doing like the pizza bread that night, and we did the what the hell else? Oh, I had quesadilla.
Ooh.
Quesadilla is a good one to go with.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I don't think anybody messes
that up.
I don't
think you can fuck up a quesadilla.
Right? What's your food of choice at a sports bar?
At a sports bar, I would say
chicken fingers.
No, actually, try potato skin.
What? Oh, yeah? Right.
Potato skin. Buffalo wings.
You got to have together. Huh?
Yeah.
Which one to eat first?
The potato skins, and really? Then like buffalo chicken wings or something like that. Mm. I like chicken wings.
That's on the keto diet, so you can
totally
not the potato skin.
But like I found out that keto
it is on mine.
I found out that keto isn't good like long term.
Right, you gotta,
I incorporated like brown rice back into my diet.
Oh yeah, a little bit. So instead of waiting one day to eat something like, listen, I'm a fiduciary, damn it. I don't give a fuck. I got 828 credit score. I don't give a shit about my weight anymore. You know what I mean? I do give a shit about it, but it's not like I'm like this guy trying to get laid. Look at this guy. He's thin. He's in shape. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't give a shit. I remember a day like that. You worry about that, dude? You just got a guess in this dude. You don't worry about that?
No, I don't worry.
He doesn't worry about it?
He's talking about the credit score. He's not worried about
it. I don't give a shit.
What about the credit score?
My grandma dies. I get everything, bitch. There's a lot of people right now. You know, there's a lot of people because the baby boom generation is all retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that busted their ass for everything.
That's why I made a living.
And now the new generation are like, well, we're just going to get it from them. You know, we're just going
to.
Because a lot of the baby boomers retiring right now don't have it.
Well, oh, my God. Literally.
They don't have it.
I used to sell Medicare supplements, and I swear to God, 90% of this country has no money.
Yeah, well, the number's a bit off. But, yeah,
there's a lot of people in this fucking country.
Yeah, well, you know, well, what I say to this, and there's a lot of people that don't have wealth, all right?
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot, like, I had recently a conversation with somebody I know through someone else, and I know they make a lot of money, you know, because they drive, you know, they have nice.
Right.
But they are not, they have no wealth. Like, their home is mortgaged. You know, they don't have an asset like money. You know, listen, if one of their kids got, it's a good way to ask a question about to find out how much money. If one of your kids had to go to jail, you know, needed bail, how much bail money can you come up with?
Oh, I got $11 right now.
Is that how much you got in savings?
Oh, totes. Oh, I'm 24 years old. What's a savings account? What's a fucking savings account?
You got to do one of those apps. They have those apps where you like.
Oh, I have Albert.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the automatic savings account.
Yeah, that's an auto. Like, basically, you put your budget into it, and it links up with your bank account. So if you dip below your budget, you'll get a text message like, "You're over budget for your food spending this month."
Hmm. That's pretty good.
It's pretty. I mean, it keeps my ass in line.
At least somebody's parenting.
Yeah, apparently we all became comedians who got parented well.
There was a bit. Listen, my parents knew nothing about money. You know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like nobody knows. That's why a while back there was a Broward County school where I went in with this thing. They asked us to come in because they wanted to teach finance classes to kids.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Like
what they probably
should be teaching.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, who fucking needs to worry
about
it?
Why do I remember Pythagorean's theorem, but I can't balance a goddamn checkbook?
Yeah.
Tell me that.
That's it.
Florida school system.
They got rid of that other horse shit, like, you know, like a home ec when you got to learn
how
to cook.
Yeah, man.
The one thing I took in high school that helped me immensely was typing class.
Davis Beacon.
I took typing class, and now look at me. I'm like 60 words a minute.
Can you use the home row?
When typing wasn't even cool back then.
Right?
That's when you were like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. But you had the electric ones where they were touching, they were like, oh. And then you had the one your parents had.
And you had to like move the paper back over.
Cha-ching. You know, the one in school was that. It was electric typewriter.
That sounds terrible.
But the one my parents had was the... Yeah, you know, the press one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like the difference between learning guitar. Like when you play, if you ever play guitar, you learn on an acoustic, mm-hmm. and it's a thicker neck, and it's harder to hold the strings down than when an electric guitar, where it's the fretboards are thinner, and especially if you have an Ibanez guitar, you know, something like that, low fret. Mm-hmm. So
you get, but
when you're typing, you're sitting there like hitting it, like you had to jump off the fucking desk. To press the L key.
Okay, you get like a laptop keyboard, you destroy.
Yeah.
Destroy all that.
By the way, remember a few weeks ago my K was stuck?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, not anymore. I don't know what happened. I got the air gun. I love that air gun.
Nice.
Those are the little dust thing. Those are the best.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. When my boss used to come around with those, I'd be like, yes.
Sounds
getting
like
everything.
A true huffer right there.
Oh yeah.
No. Where'd she
I
go?
Love those air cans.
Oh yeah.
Whip it good.
Whip it good.
remember years ago, I was right out of college, met a chick that was into that shit.
Oh, huffing. God.
Yeah, like they actually brought one of those helium balloons.
What the fuck?
To the fucking house, like they were going to have a party. You know, like a kid's party.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Is that what they do? They blow it into the balloon?
And you give it a balloon and...
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
That's a different way to say it.
I remember thinking to myself, first of all, this is a deal breaker.
You talk like a six-year-old 90% of the day.
I'm not going to go out with this girl again. But while we're here, let's enjoy it. Let's try.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you fuck her first?
Well, fuck. Well, the first thing I had to do was do those whippets with her. And I was just, we were like in the...
have you done that?
Yeah, you
have. Of course he has. Look at him.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that means. Jesus. I look like a balloon. Is that what you're saying?
No.
You look like you sucked the whole balloon in, you fat fuck. All right, so no, I don't know what it means either, dude. But all I remember was like sitting in, like laying in the closet of the house. Like everybody just took space in the room, so we found room in the closet. Like we moved all the shit in the closet on the side. We're laying in, it's a big like a walk-in closet. But we're sitting in there, like everybody's, we're sitting there sucking the balloon, you know, and making out and fondling each other. But you know, that made it fun. I guess, you know, they made it like an adventure.
Your whole face is numb. You can't even feel
it. But it wasn't like the next few days I was like, oh, I want to do that again.
Well, no. It cuts off.
You don't want to hang out with Mickey Mouse again?
No.
It cuts off the oxygen from your brain.
Oh, that's what it is?
That's what it does?
Brain deprived of oxygen. That's what those people are feeling. Yes,
I could just walk up the stairs for that.
Oh, my God. That's
horrible. Horrible. Yeah. Anyway. interesting story. I was watching on the news. It made me think because I travel a lot. Did you see the story of the lady who was in the chair and she put the seat back? So Delta was trying to. The CEO of Delta basically came out and said, if you're going to recline your seat back on an airplane, it should be proper etiquette to ask the person behind you if it's okay.
No. Oh,
no. Man, we're all no on that?
I'm a hell no on that. I pay for the seat. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't even want to talk to the people that I'm seated next to, let alone the person behind me.
Here's the thing, right? I get that side of it.
Yeah. You
know? I get the polite side because I like to put a bunch of shit on that table.
Mm.
And being in a plane with turbulence and stuff, you have your drinks and stuff there. Somebody just rocks that shit back.
All right, so when there's turbulence, you fucking hold. You don't. I hold my drink because I don't want that shit flying.
You're supposed to.
Before the turbulence.
I hate turbulence. Yeah, man. I sit there. I always feel like one little move in that plane, I think it's going down.
Yeah.
I almost pull the handrail. Like, my hands get so... Like,
you're that guy?
His knuckles are white.
My feet get flat on the floor.
You're going to stop it.
Like it matters.
Like it matters.
This is the thing that I got control over.
I got control of this.
I got this fucking plane splits in half.
Don't you dare crank that seat back, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. But since we're talking about airplanes, I have a bone to pick. I do not understand why, like, they don't just give you the whole can of soda.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do, but you have to ask.
Well, you're dealing with ladies, so they're like, fuck you, you're going to get a glass. They're like you.
I'm so upset. It's like I
look at the can. If you look at the can, they're pouring it, you just look at them like,
depends on what you're ordering also. Like, if they know nobody else is drinking this shit.
Like ginger ale.
Yeah, the other one drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I'm all fucked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, do the dew.
First of all,
I mean, I don't want to talk about it to someone.
First of all, the guy was in the last seat of the plane. First of all, if you're ever on the last seat of the plane, you're a fucking loser, dude. Okay,
like, you're right by the lavatory.
You don't have any rights.
You should
be just happy you're on that fucking plane. You know what I mean? If you were sitting in that last row. That is shit town, okay?
I feel like you're talking to me right
Listen,
now. Well, I picked the last seat.
You like the last seat?
Did you really?
I picked the last
that is
seat
the, First
all
of all,
time.
If you don't like turbulence, it's the worst place to be. Because that tail, it's like being in it's just the worst place to be.
I know no one else is coming back there.
But you're right next to the toilet,
the
dude. And people sit there
I'm
and
not
congregate.
Next to, well, it depends, right? So if I'm last and into the aisle, none of that bothers me. Hmm. And I get the first pick of that lady coming out with that cart. You know, I get the
blanket. You're the last place to get off that fucking plane.
And I always get a can.
Dude,
you always get a can.
You got the can, right? You're sitting right next to the fucking toilet. Listen, it is the last seat. You can't get off. You got to wait to every one of these hoople heads takes forever to get the fuck down. They, you know, it's I'm the, listen.
They
I'm,
do.
I'm
Are like, you one of those guys that when the plane lands immediately no, you stand no, up
no,
in the
no,
aisle?
No, no, no.
I mean, you just wait no, that 20 minutes for everybody.
I am really.
I'm so sorry.
This goes with I'm like very good by the way doing the wave in a stadium. Okay. Yeah, like the what you need to time the wave just like you time. Yeah. When you're leaving the airplane, you know, I usually wait till at least the row ahead. Listen, when the row ahead of my row is preparing.
I could tell you're passionate about this.
Listen, I think about shit all time.
He's got the arms.
Listen, you know, I'm a fiduciary, okay? that's how you get, that's what it takes.
He's a homeowner.
But I have like two or three buffet. Once I see that happening, I first gather my belongings. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I better not leave my cell phone. I don't want to leave anything here. Right, I want to make sure I'm good. I'm going to make sure I'm unbuckled. I don't want to be the asshole trying to get up, but he's still buckled in his fucking chair.
So much thought. Today.
Yes. Well, listen, I'm not going to be. I am not a hooplehead. Okay.
A hooplehead.
I you know, and I'm chill. And now, listen, if I usually sit by the window, so I just chill and wait for the person next to me's got lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I will, however, if somebody's like letting other people get by, I'll say, "Hey, dude."
You're going to be the hey dude guy?
Yeah, hey man, don't, what the fuck? Listen, there's not one reason on earth that anybody who's behind you on a plane needs to get off before you, unless they're running late. And usually when that happens, the plane will say, we have people trying to catch their flight. If you're not connecting, let the people get the fuck off. And then if I don't have a connecting flight, I will sit there. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I've seen them make that announcement, and still nobody gives
a fuck. They don't give a shit about nobody.
Still
fuck that. I
merge right into the aisle.
My grandma's going to come pick me up sometime tonight, and I want to be ready.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but the guy didn't have it, and he was punching the fucking seat. Now, you see the video, he just keeps punching the seat, and the lady's just sitting there videoing it, and what a schmuck cocksucker. Like, you know what I mean? Like, first of all, it's a woman. First of all, here's the thing. I'm thinking, what would I be doing if I was sitting just to her right in the other aisle seat watching this guy do it? Now, this is just, you say you'd watch it and you wouldn't get involved.
Not my battle.
Not you don't give battle. A shit? You just...
Unless, depends. It depends. Like, everything always depends. Like, if it's an old man, think about it. It's like an old guy.
Old white guy. Go
young...
ahead and say it, Jake. Go ahead and say
it's an old guy who I know has some ideals.
Right.
Maybe from old historian age and a younger, you know, person who just was just putting a seat back.
This
to,
is like,
or it was like a young lady.
It was like a 58-year-old woman, and the guy was probably in his 30s.
Yeah. You got to say something.
Yeah.
I mean, it would get to me at a certain point. I keep watching.
So she puts her seat back, and the guy just starts punching her seat.
Starts hitting it like this, like boom, and she's
like
sitting
a
there.
Speed
in her,
what do you think? What do you think happened in that guy's life? You know?
Yeah, like who hurt
makes
you?
That guy.
Yeah.
Who makes him that person on the plane?
Sir?
Who's sitting in all the way in the back, listening to all these toilets flush.
That's right.
It's just killing.
I already had to have the back seat of the plane.
He's
now
like,
this bitch.
I got to get this connecting flight. Yeah. They're not going to let me off.
The guy definitely hasn't gotten laid in a long time.
The last paper
right.
straw
you know if that
for
guy,
him.
You know if that guy got him smoke him slow before he got on the plane, he'd be like,
sure.
Whatever.
Oh,
you know what I mean? He'd been happy. So that's the point of the story. You know, everybody should just lighten up. Everybody's every once in a while,
up,
just,
man.
You know, if you're around somebody, smoke them slow. And
smoke them
I said that on the Paul Castronovo show once. I guess I didn't even know what it was. What is that? Smoke them slow. It's a blowjob, dummy. Where are we at? Time. All right. You know, why not? It is, I thought about something today. So we were okay. Fuck the guy. You know, you would have said something. I think I would have. All right. I don't, a lot of these things in blame. Something, the last 3 or 4 days, I've heard a lot of blame. Well, you know, I would have done, but.
Definitely a blame culture.
Blame culture.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it everybody else's fault?
Right. I very rarely ever hear somebody say, you know what? Yeah, I fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what? I could have done this. I probably should have done that. Maybe if I had.
Is this that public story?
The what?
No. All right.
No?
I'm going to tell you a story after you tell me
all
this
right.
blame culture.
No, but I'm just saying it's been like, I'm just thinking about it because I just keep hearing it. And then, and then I finally, you know, I heard somebody, it was actually, we were filming this commercial I did on Friday for this tire company, by the way.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
Nice, congrats.
And one of the guys was like, oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. I should have done. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It was like,
Like, he accepted the responsibility.
Like, but that it was a team working, and they you know, like we were talking about sports and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. when you have your athletes and friends and team, you know, when you fuck up, you know, my bad.
That's a leadership.
Yeah. My bad, dude. My bad. I'll pick it up because you know, because the other person go, you dumbass, you suck, you fucking asshole.
Oh,
your mother must be. You know, you don't get into that shit. That's not a
no,
team.
You apologize and you move on.
When's the last time you heard somebody blame somebody else?
Okay, so I was just reading this story in the news where this lady's son got stabbed by one of his friends at a sleepover.
Okay.
And she's suing Publix because
Publix?
He was 17 and that's where he bought the knife. He walked in and bought the knife and it didn't ring up. So she's suing Publix. She's blaming Publix that
for
her
him.
Son died.
All right. Well, I can tell you what's happened here. First of all, the kid who stabbed him probably has no money.
Probably not.
Family has no money.
17,
it happened.
He was 17. He's 18
I didn't have
now.
Any money.
It happened,
at 17.
It happened in the home, right? It
home.
Happened in the home,
yep.
So you can't lose the house homestead laws in the state of Florida. So now the attorney finds the concept of what's called deepest pockets.
Yes.
Right? And the first thing they came up with, where did he buy the knife?
Yeah.
And it came down to Publix.
And they showed the video camera of him walking in.
Is it illegal for somebody to buy a knife at 17? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
What kind of knife was it? Like a steak knife?
I don't know if it was I don't think it was a steak knife.
Well, it wasn't like Publix is selling samurai knives.
Yeah, it's not
Swiss
Army knives.
Or bayonets.
Or switchblades.
Hey, where can I find the bayonets there, Bill?
They're not selling hunting knives here.
Yeah, it's Publix.
It could have been a hunting. They have their little barbecue knife section they probably could have got.
That didn't set off any alarms in Publix?
Jesus, yeah.
Hey,
Can
I get his price check on the...
this millennial is barbecuing?
This millennial knows how to grill a medium rare T-bone?
Yeah, he's buying a knife and he's getting rope and some duct tape. No suspicion.
None whatsoever.
Well, the Publix will destroy that case, number
no,
one.
No, you know why it didn't raise
they
any
should,
suspicion? He bought cereal, too.
But they're saying that it should... Just like cigarettes, when you scan it should pop up on the register, check person's ID.
Right.
And that they want them to be 18.
Well, there's always things in control
now
of it.
Isn't
oh,
it?
Dude, when you come to the legal aspect, the blame part's amazing. Mm-hmm. People, you know, trying to find fault in others. Well, I don't know. I'm not a victim, and I hate that. Like,
the
I don't. There's
mentality.
Always listen to me. If it has anything to do with me, there was this other story about this one woman who brought her son to the hospital because he had mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pushing his mom and hitting her.
Oh, my God.
So he's an abusive kid, and he probably hadn't gotten laid in a while either, and, to be honest with you. And he ended
just
up pushing the
Delta
He started pushing the mom. The cops came. Oh, yeah. So when the cops got there, they tased the motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? And then they got him up again. And so then when he was on the floor, he spit. Blood because he was on the floor. Mm-hmm. He spit blood in the cop's face.
Oh my God!
And the cop just fucking hit him. And you know what? At that moment, you know, I've been on the soccer field. Like I've gotten red carded mm-hmm. at least twice because somebody spit in my face on the soccer field.
Yeah, and it's blood, and you're just like,
yeah, that's
what's
well, that's first of all, it's assault. If you put bodily
officer for sure,
I forgot what it's called, the felony assault.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like, if you and I get in an argument on the street and I spit in your face, that's
like
assault.
You punch me, right?
It's because chemically, you can. Who knows what I got? Hep C, right. Any shit? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you can't do that. Now, do you think? Now, again, this country. You know, the poor kid went there to get help. But listen, this kid probably needed his fucking ass beat a while back now. You know what I mean? He's punching his mom. You know, I had friends when I was growing up. I would never curse in front of my mom. Mm-hmm. All right? There's just respect. I'm hanging on my friend one time. He's like, fuck you, mom. I'm like,
what?
Holy shit. I can't believe I just heard that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously didn't see this video. It was on the news in the last couple of days.
Mm-mm.
And now they're trying to blame the cops and get mad. The guy got fired because you shouldn't punch the kid. I mean, maybe open hand tiger palm into the throat, maybe. But, you know, less
all
marks.
These cameras, man.
Yeah, nowadays you can't be an asshole.
Yeah, there are smartphones now. You can't do anything.
Here's a little story I thought was cute to end the opening part of the show. But the nine craziest things seized by customs and border patrol protection.
Oh my God.
Definitely some dildos in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
You think dildos are in the top? How many? I got
think
nine.
They're in there. I think it's
what do you
one
think?
Of them.
What do you think?
Oh God. Okay. So let's think.
Did you lose a dildo recently going through the border?
No, I haven't. I don't bring those abroad.
Yeah?
No. If I want to get some strange overseas, I'll get some strange overseas.
Yeah, I bet. I don't think you'd have a problem.
I'm a hot girl.
Some strange dildos overseas.
Imagine her walking up. You got some strange dildos? Look, this is the Mexican one.
If I can find drugs overseas, I think I can.
All right, so you're going with dildo. You think there's probably dildo.
I feel like...
Definitely. Strangest things?
I mean, strangest things. I'm going with, like... I don't know, like a reverse bear trap, something creepy.
All right. Okay.
I don't know, like fire, or like something creepy.
Number one, live pigeons.
See, something weird.
Oh, animals.
Customs officials stopped a 23-year-old Australian man after they discovered two eggs, vitamin container in his luggage. It was under his pant legs. Discovered pigeons wrapped in padded envelopes.
He was probably a magician. You can use dehydrated pigeon. I swear to God, to fucking do magic tricks.
Show me a trick. Number two, Egyptian mummy linen.
What? Are you selling that stuff now?
Yeah, CBP officers in Michigan seized 5 yards of ancient Egyptian mummy linen. Now, I would like to
check with museums. Dildos, like, where do you get this stuff from?
You didn't even like touch the tip of the iceberg.
I'm like, yeah, you're talking about how would you even recognize that? Like, you know what I mean? Oh, there's some shit from the bottom of their luggage.
This looks like it's from Cairo.
This list could get out of control.
Yeah.
I know is this guy needs
leprechaun
promotion.
Leprechaun dandruff they got in here.
Leprechaun dandruff. You know? A unicorn horn.
Super weird.
A panda's left testicle.
A panda's left testicle.
Number three, live tarantulas.
What? What the fuck?
I don't feel like that's weird.
That's not weird.
It's not weird.
It's these dumb guys. They look at my spider. Right. German man in 2011.
Do you ever have guys that hit on you like that?
Never.
Like a snake around their neck?
Never. I've never had that happen to me.
It's not a snake.
Like, dude, you can't come in here with that.
Yeah? Nobody trying that hard?
No.
Number four, a man disguised as a car seat.
What?
So this is contraband.
Yeah.
Contraband.
A Mexican national, Enrique Aguilla Conocholo.
He's on the list. Mio. He's on the top list of nine.
He came into the country.
He can be seen sewn into a passenger seat of a vehicle in an attempt to illegally enter the USA across the border.
Oh, my God. There's a picture.
Dude, that's a great disguise. You should totally
put
that up.
How did you not?
That's a great disguise.
Of course. How did he not make it in? That hair. Of course.
That fucking. Yeah, go ahead, man. We'll get by.
Dude,
they were drinking a lot of weed beer over there.
Yeah, that must have been. That's all I did to explain that. Black market baloney.
Wait, that's only number four?
Yeah. In November 2019, the officers seized more than 150 pounds of curious deli meat at Port of Entry in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, God. Black market baloney.
Yeah, what the hell is
Black
that?
Black market baloney.
Could introduce foreign and...
Contraband cold cuts.
I guess if you're bringing in foreign pork product, you can... the smuggler tried to tell officers it was turkey ham.
Turkey ham.
You want the piece? Number six.
And the officer, let me guess, he was like, dude, I know baloney when I see it. Trying to pull one over on me.
Hey, Pablo, you trying to feed me the baloney?
Pablo.
Don't be feeding me all this baloney, Pablo.
I know ham, and I know baloney.
And this is baloney.
Number six, live songbirds.
What? Why?
Sony Dong, 56, was arrested in 2016 for
Dong.
Again... trying to smuggle endangered good luck songbirds into Los Angeles from Vietnam.
They wouldn't keep quiet.
Yeah. Shut up, you fucking birds.
Dong.
Yeah. Number seven, a whole pig's head.
What the fuck?
Hardy the Beagle, who works for the CBD as an agricultural detector, discovered this roasted pig's head on another remnants of Atlanta's Hartfields Airport back in 2018. Here, a passenger traveling from Ecuador was relieved of his leftovers. I'm taking the head with me, man. There's a moment there you got to say, I'm not going to try that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
number eight, dead birds for pet food.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's just some cold bastard.
Oh, God.
Number nine, live tropical fish.
Okay, that one I'm not so shocked by.
Yeah, I can see that.
One, like a koi can literally sell for $300.
Yep. There you go. That's your top nine.
Holy shit.
A fish.
I feel like I hit the nail more with you, bear traps. I guess
that's pretty normal then.
Yeah. Yeah. Dildos. They're not going to seize your suction cup dildo. I know that because I went on an insurance trip and the couple next to me at dinner was like bragging to me about how they snuck all of these sex toys over.
Right.
To the Dominican Republic. Oh God, he's on my Facebook. I hope he doesn't see.
Oh, he's out now, and we all know who he is. Look at him! Look at him! Look at him! Hey, it's that time, by the way. While we're at it, let's stick to some stories.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. That's what we do. We're comics. I thought this was very interesting, and we got a nice group here for this one. But this is a story last week that brought some attention. A man forced a woman to watch Roots.
The TV show.
Remember you hearing this story?
I saw this on one of my boy's stories. Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Defendant,
I didn't think this was real.
Defendant allegedly wanted victim to better understand her racism.
What?
On February 18th, an Iowa man held a female acquaintance captive and forced her to watch Roots. Peter Benchley? Alex Haley was in it. So that she could be better understanding her racism, according to the complaint. Investigator alleged that Robert Lee Noy, 52, yesterday forced Jill Shelton, some dumb white bitch, 37, to sit with him and watch the program about slavery. I think that would work. Listen, if somebody's really typically an asshole, I mean, there's a lot of white people that watched that when it came out in the 70s.
And they felt the guilt.
And they were like, wow. You know, it was a learning experience, right? You know,
what was your experience?
I don't know. I remember how old I was, but I was like, you know, I treated my buddy Rusty, or my buddy, what the fuck is his name? Rodney.
A lot better.
Rodney Bakersfield.
It was my first black friend, Rodney
Bakersfield.
Sorry, man.
I remembered my first black friend, Rodney Bakersfield.
He
turned out to be an amazing athlete. Not that I'm being stereotypical.
I have like seven of them.
I'm like branching out. I'm like, what's his name? Whatever.
What was the movie that changes your perspective on the world?
On the world?
Yeah. Was any movie that you watched where you're like, man?
Okay, I watched a movie recently about like aliens and shit. Right. And it's called Above Majestic. And it like showed these secret Yale societies and all of this weird shit. I don't know if that was more like changed my life, but it was very interesting and it shook me for like 2 weeks.
So it was an alien movie?
It was about aliens. And
one day aliens were to come down here.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And they were being, you know, people were prejudiced towards them.
That would
they
be very
could force
upsetting.
People to watch this movie.
Yes, Above Majestic. Or now, like if my people got very angry again, we'd just sit down and force everyone to watch Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Oh,
or
man.
Schindler's List.
Yeah,
terrible.
That was one
Schindler's
for me,
List fucked
for
me
sure.
up.
Yeah.
Oh,
I still have not seen that movie.
Oh God. Yeah. It's like 2 hours long. It's in black and white, and it is so emotional.
Yeah. Well.
Oh fuck!
Why don't you do that? Maybe why don't you ever? Did she ever sit and make you watch that?
Not yet. I don't think. Hey, like let's hang out and watch.
Now listen, I'm getting off script here, but you know each other a long time. Have you guys ever had sex?
No.
You want though.
I like
you,
how he looked at her and he was what are we going with here?
No, listen,
are we going with no?
Because
or,
I know you've been in that. You've been in the friend zone. You've been friends with chicks.
Sure.
Then, we dated in high school.
And you didn't then. What happened?
I was 14. I don't know.
So what? Banging girls at 14.
I was 14. I don't know.
Are you friend zoned right now?
My God, you guys know my ex-boyfriend.
What's that? That has nothing
know.
To do with it. Is he reading his messages as well?
That's so
funny part. When he did that, by the way. It was great when
Sorry.
He said your ex-boyfriend was still reading. I love that one, Brian. It was great.
Oh,
I love that
joke.
It was like, I'm reading all the messages you're trying to hit on my girl. You know, that's funny. You, like,
oh, that was really funny.
I loved it. I thought it was great. Because I'd never messaged him. Like, them motherfuckers. That's a torn dog.
Yeah, that was back when we broke up.
Yeah,
first
like, of course.
Time.
Which is my point. Listen, let me ask you something there, my co-host today.
Yes, sir.
You got friends. You understand what buddies mean, right?
Yeah.
So would you ever fuck A or B go out with one of your really good friends, ex-girlfriends?
No. No, I wouldn't.
There's a bro code.
All right, hold on, man.
No, there's a bro code.
Well, listen, there's a lot of guys that, that don't see that. Like,
oh, I'm aware of who's been sliding to my DMs.
I wouldn't. But here's my thing. Like, I have, like, my circle is very small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't really hang out with a lot of people like
that. You just hang around a lot of ugly dudes.
We just kind of hang out with each other. We don't do anything else.
He just hangs. No, he's not that cool. He just hangs around a lot of dudes who can't find hot chicks. Now, if they fuck my girl. Speaking of fucking, Virginia Democrats want to make it legal for unmarried people to have sex. I don't know if they notice it, but they are.
Yeah, that's already happening, Virginia.
Well, they're trying to make it illegal.
There's not much else to do besides go cow tipping in the South.
Only married couples can have sex according to the legal loopholes still in the books.
Oh, rats.
Is Virginia considered the South?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. The Deep South.
Yeah.
Virginia,
yeah. Like, I've been there a bunch of times. It's right there.
Robert E. Lee's. Yeah. His home was in Richmond.
That's like Confederacy Nation, my dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
you should know this, brother.
There.
You should know this.
That is like home of the racists.
The DMV area, but, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about.
I'm just talking about, you know, location-wise.
No, yeah.
Definitely.
Longitude,
north,
latitude?
Yeah.
Well,
and it's like the middle north part of the state.
Democratic state legislators in Virginia House delegates repealed a crime of fornication last week in a state.
Fornication!
That has long used the slogan, Virginia is for lovers. Not here.
Yeah, I guess not.
But you gotta be married. That's just one of those.
Unless
rules.
There's a ring. On
how do
the
you
finger.
How do you police that?
I know.
You break into people's house like, hey, are you fucking? Hey, are you fucking?
You know, if somebody admitted it on some sort
yes!
of.
Yes.
Like, you know, do you hey you fucker? Yeah, I did. When?
Where's your marriage certificate, sir?
What's the time you think you spend in jail?
Oh God, 69 days.
Long enough to get fucked and then get in trouble again. See, Zier, you slept with your bunkmate. I didn't sleep with him. He fucked me in the ass. Well, that's still consent in this room. Yeah, guess what? You're gonna spend another 20 years in here.
You would be the belle of the ball.
This is never ending. It's an endless cycle.
Oh my God.
I keep
are
getting banged by my
married?
They keep adding 10 years to my sentence because I'm getting banged by my cellmate. That is great. Let's leave
hypocrisy.
That story right there. That's a good one. Here's a great story. Black man wearing KKK robe.
What?
Oh man, the
confronted
real life
by deputies.
It's
yeah, black man wearing black KKK man. Robe confronted by deputies, says here. A black man wearing a Ku Klux Klan robe and hood at Virginia Shopping Center. What the fuck is going on
should
in Virginia?
Should somebody tell him? I'm going to tell him.
Is this in Virginia also?
I'm going to tell him.
What'd the cops say? What'd the cops say? You got us. That was good.
Savage told on Tuesday sheriff deputies that he was performing a social experiment, according to the authorities.
Oh.
Sounds like it's going to be on
you
YouTube.
Ever do a social experiment?
I like that.
I did for my sociology class.
Yeah, what did you do?
What did we do? I went around Boca Raton asking women where they got their boobs done.
I did.
I did that, and I wrote it down. I wrote an entire essay about it. Man. I was like, oh, my God, I love your nose. Where'd you get it done? Who's your surgeon?
Your nose?
Yeah.
Your nose, your tits, your
you
ass.
You just did plastic surgery
plastic
stuff?
Surgery because it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Awesome.
I love your Botox. Where'd you get that done?
Yeah. First,
did people like curse
they'll
you
fucking
out?
No. They're like, oh, I went to doctor whatever the fuck. Yeah, they were so proud.
In Boca, for sure. Boca.
You want to see photos?
You want to see photos? You want to see the
they all got the fucked up faces like they just got done hanging around with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
Dude, that guy looks terrible.
Yeah, he started.
I actually went to school with one of, I don't know if it's his niece or one of his like second cousins,
mm-hmm.
but she was in my theater department.
Well, that's interesting. Anyway,
shit is pretty interesting. The only cool thing I got, guys.
I did. So first social experiment I ever did was back in college at a psychology course. Me and a buddy went to a building with an elevator and stood in the elevator facing backwards.
Oh,
that's a well-known
a good
one. The other one was with this group, masters of your who you are. These corporate things I ended up doing. They sent me to the store, and I had to get 2 cucumbers, condoms, Vaseline.
That's great.
I forget. There was like 3 or 4 things you had to go there. And you couldn't say anything. You had to go there, and somebody else was behind watching, making sure you did it.
Hilarious.
And the looks and stuff. And
hilarious.
You know, you got to buy this ridiculous things on your list.
That's great.
And you got to do it. And then you got to go through it. And so that was interesting.
Oh, have you seen the one where you dump out the Windex and you pour blue Gatorade in it and you just drink out of it in public?
Yeah.
that one. Or you switch mayonnaise with like vanilla yogurt and just eat it out of the tub.
Ooh.
That's one that was on.
Well, you got two girls in a cup where they actually put real ice cream in their ass. You ever see that? You ever see that video? The first time I ever saw that was on this podcast. Elgin David, God bless him, was saying you never saw that video. I go, I've never saw two girls in a cup. So we put it on here. So we have it in one of our archives at Podbean, by the way. Where I'm sitting there going, ooh. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But I heard it's phony. It's phony, right? It's like
I'm pretty sure it is.
I heard it. Stuffed soft ice cream up there.
I watched that in high school.
Oh, God. I'll never eat soft ice cream again.
I still will.
I will never eat that shit.
I don't give a fuck.
But I won't get into it. I was going to ask you if you eat ass, but never mind. You said family's
watching.
I don't
trust men enough to do that.
Right? If I was single girl, that's...
Hell no! You know, actually, Fat Tops asked me that earlier today. That's really funny.
where was I? All right, out of that story. Here's our next story. Pizza delivery driver shares devious way they get back at customers who don't tip. First of all, if you're not tipping the pizza delivery driver, you get whatever you get. I delivered pizza, and the tips?
Terrible.
Were they terrible?
No, I mean, there was
what
people.
What neighborhoods did you deliver?
Around not too far from here, at Coral Springs and stuff. Nice, but there was one guy that he would order something. He'd always give you a $20 tip. Like, even if his bill was $15, he would just give you $20. So you'd see, I'd see Jones on there. I remember.
You get excited.
Grab that. I'll take that one.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
You had your pizza regulars.
Pizza delivery driver revealed how they take revenge on customers who don't tip for their services. Now, they have to be repeat customers, I'm guessing, because once you deliver the pizza, you can't, give me your pizza pie back. I want to stick my dick in it.
Oh, no.
How does he do it?
Although many of us, may want to plan in advance, the delivery driver explains they work for a small pizza place, usually ferrying around between 10 to 15 hours a night. Blah, blah, blah. Job pays this. Yes. Most customers were,
and they're putting the miles on their own vehicle.
Yeah, gas,
insurance, and all that. Yeah,
and your car smells like pizza forever.
Oh yeah,
my car always smells like fucking pizza.
Oh, you can't get.
I gained 150 pounds that year. The worst is when every night I get people who will not tip. They wrote, "The worst is when it's a large and expensive order, and if I'm late, they don't tip. You got a bunch of probably 18 fucking pies in, not just one." Gonna bring, make a few different trips.
Yeah, but it's not your fault that you're late. Like, that's so messed up.
When the driver feels they've done a good job but not received good recognition, they find the phone number used to place the order and schedule two early morning wake up calls online.
I've never had that happen.
Like if they're in a hotel, preempting the backlash they may face, they added the other drivers do it a lot worse. I've worked a few delivery places over the years. If I repeat, a customer doesn't tip, I've seen drivers spit or blow snot on the food, and worse.
Oh God!
Again, you gotta have. You know, that seems to be.
That's so good.
Like how lucky? How what's the chances? What's the chances of you're gonna get that same guy again?
Yeah. Not very.
You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I work in customer service, and we get the same patients all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Same
people?
Yeah. Those repeat patients all the time, man.
This is a great story. Woman on their first date ends up as a getaway driver in a bank robbery.
Tinder date gone wrong.
What do you want to do? Hey, I'm first going to get some money at the bank.
Oh, just kidding. Hey, can you?
I need you to drive.
Can you drive? Go. Why are they chasing you? I don't know.
When her date said he needed to stop at the bank, the 40-year-old Massachusetts woman had no suspicion. Moments later, Christopher Castillo came sprinting back to her car, sweating profusely and clutching a gun, hat and sunglasses, and $1,000 in cash.
Oh, my God.
That's it, huh?
He urged the woman to speed away.
Oh, my God, idiot.
And their first date quickly turned into a slow-motion disaster.
She was like, are we still going to the movies?
You got $1,000 now. Where are we going? Bitch, this is rent.
He was sentenced to 5 years in prison, which is interesting.
That's
If you rob a bank, it's a felony. It's a federal crime. Usually a 20-year minimum.
Yeah.
So this story maybe should be snoped.
Five years.
Yeah. I thought this story was cute. Armed gang steals toilet rolls in panic buying Hong Kong. Oh. Yeah, things are fucked up over there, dude.
Yeah,
a lot of people, this whole coronavirus thing, you know what I mean? They're driving through the streets just smoking the place out. You know what I mean? We don't know what the Chinese government's doing. I mean, they're going to come out and say, oh, yeah, we have a how many?
Is that what
they're
saying?
Did you hear before, before they had the Olympics?
Somebody give me a calculator. How many people die? I don't know. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of fucking Chinese people.
Their air is so polluted.
This
over
is their
it's horrible over there. It's in the Indian
well,
China.
For the Olympics, they literally had all of the factories shut down so that people would be able to breathe the air.
Yeah, they had to do a lot.
It was awful.
This is their population control plan.
Yeah, that's they're gonna like may the strongest win.
Well, there's a lot of news. I didn't want to get I didn't want to get dismal or anything.
Dishonor
but if you,
on you.
If you look at a lot of news, a lot of people are saying, you know, with this. There's a locust issue in India.
Oh, my God.
And some of the planes.
Is this the 10 plagues?
Yeah, the fucking horsemen are coming, baby. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's yeah. it.
Killing of the firstborn.
We are done. I have nothing left to say on the subject. Yeah. in Hong Kong, a gang of knife-wielding men jumped a delivery driver in Hong Kong and stole hundreds of rolls of toilet paper.
Jeez.
The week before, the same gang stole plenty of 100,000 tacos from the local taco ninja.
Are you serious?
I, no, I just made that up.
Okay.
Hong Kong stole hundreds. Toilet rolls have become hot property in the densely packed business hub.
A lot of ass over there.
Yeah.
They need TP for their bungholes.
TP for my bunghole.
Could you imagine if we had like, you know, a shortage of something that was like a commodity here.
Well, keep vote for Bernie Sanders, baby. You fucking find out how it's like to not have toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Somebody, I just saw, actually, somebody just did a joke. The girl who does, she's Polish or from Poland. The blonde
Joanna.
I think I just saw her. She did something on Facebook about that.
She did a joke about
I'm not political or anything like that, but if you want to know what socialism's like, just start wiping your ass with fucking newspaper.
Oh, my God.
It's true. I mean, you know. fuck it, dude. Come on, dude. Yeah. Come on. If you take away, yeah, don't even get me started. All right.
Oh,
it's always the people it's always the people that haven't gotten shit that want everybody else's. Supermarkets have found themselves unable to restock quickly enough, leading to sometimes lengthy queues. A lot of people scratching their ass. You know you got to have. Now, here's something you never learn. We talk about never learning finance, right? Your parents ever told you that? Did your parents ever tell you how to wipe your ass?
We were very young.
I mean, as a girl, I was.
As a
girl,
yeah,
a
I was taught
thing,
very
you
know?
Like I just started
front
wiping
back,
from back to front.
That's awful.
Or front to back. I just started.
Well,
I just
it doesn't
learned.
Matter for you.
I was
mean,
not
you
raised
hole.
In a barn.
Well, you don't have your balls smelling like ass.
Yeah, y'all don't have to worry about UTIs or anything gross like that.
And I think your guys are a little closer than our guys, right? I mean,
yeah, it's like
I think
there's,
you get like that much skin.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a women have different anatomies.
Yeah, women.
Anything?
Some are a little bit more spread.
Oh yeah, there's.
Should we get a chart out?
some have them this close.
Some people have more land than others.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I don't want to get gross, but how to use toilet paper. Like, I could vaguely young childhood memory. I didn't know what to do. Like, I think one time I went to the bathroom. I don't know. I used too much toilet paper, so the thing overflowed. So, like, I got nervous, so I started throwing the toilet paper in the garbage instead of the fucking things.
Sorry,
I was
were you not raised with bidets?
Yeah, so my, like, no, I never had any bidet. But my,
I had
you know,
a bidet.
All of a sudden, my mom's
we
like, why does it smell
raised
like?
Raised with a bidet?
We were fucking rich.
Oh. Yeah?
Back in the day.
Oh, I wish I had
a
bidet.
We went to my old house. It was crazy.
So they had a bidet? Did you ever
did
you use it? Listen, you never had sex with her, but did you at least have a bidet?
No.
Here's
the weirdness. Now, you're raised with a bidet. When you experience your first non-bidet toilet, does that freak you the fuck out?
No.
You're like, what the? What am I supposed to
do?
Fucking peasants.
These peasants, how dare you?
Did you just start splashing water up there yourself?
She grabs the water pick.
Ew! No!
Well, it's a little tingly. It's not as thick as I'd like, but god damn, it's going right up my asshole. Yeah. But like, no, I never, like, it wasn't like somebody told me how to, like, fold the paper. Like, even recently, like, I fold paper.
You're a folder, you're not a roll around the hand, take it off.
I'm a folder.
I'm so glad we're all discussing our
PMs. And I think, I just recently, in the last, you know, a year or so, I learned how to use less paper.
I'm so
like,
proud of you.
Again, I'm lessening my carbon footprint.
Footprint, yes.
My first step in lessening my carbon footprint is I stopped masturbating in the shower. So that was a big way of saving a lot of water.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, and then,
you
so,
do
you
it
know.
Into the sock now.
Yeah, no, I don't. where are you sitting? Oh, that chair?
All right. Oh, fantastic. All right, I'm gonna,
I have been a couple days.
Oh, look at the
I Peter Northed it, and I ran onto that chair.
Now we know why your keyboard.
My key was stuck. But, you know, so I, but I said, you know what? I don't need all this paper, right? I don't need all this paper. I'm going to just try to use like this much. Nice little foil.
Well, then you got to get a
limit
lot of
yourself
ply.
To four then. Squares.
Then you definitely pay attention to how much ply.
There's no reason. First of all, two things. There's no reason to buy cheap toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck people that buy cheap when people, toilet
you ever
paper.
Been, if you ever at somebody's house or at a business, I've walked out of a business because I went and took a shit in there. Okay, which I don't like to do. I'd rather shit in my own bathroom.
Of course.
When I go in there, and it was like it was the worst toilet paper. It was like the shitty paper you use, like napkin, like the brown
shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I and it was like waxy. It was waxy.
That's awful.
Yeah. So I walked up to the manager. Go, hey, buddy, I'll never be back. You know why? You got the cheapest fucking toilet paper I've ever seen in my life.
Reasons not to ever come back to a job.
Never come back. I yelped it. At any rate,
I yelped it.
Anyway, so don't buy cheap toilet paper, right?
What well, the if fuck you own a business and you want people shitting in there and never to come back.
Yeah, that's a good thing. These stinky ass fuckers. No, all right. So I got to, why am I so dirty? Anyway, so I'm just thinking of ass and just all of a sudden. Yeah, so that's it. So I that's another thing I've done recently. I've just stopped using so much. Toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
But did anybody ever teach you how to use toilet paper? You figured it out on yourself.
I think I overheard somebody talking about it, and that's when I realized, oh, that's I'm doing it wrong.
What were you doing before? Just clumping
it
up? Were you just was clumping it up like a ball? And then
yeah, just praying.
You know when you're like sitting in the, like your mom brings you everywhere, so when she has to go to the bathroom, you watch how she's doing stuff.
Right, right.
I think maybe that was how I picked it up.
Yeah, I never went to the bathroom with my mom, dude, but all right.
You never did that?
Well, you know, two-parent household, you guys.
Yeah.
850 credit score, fiduciary.
I mean, you got all those things the bathroom,
working for you.
But I still don't know how to wipe my ass.
Yeah. At least J-Guy learned how to wipe his own ass.
Yeah, well, he's sitting there watching his mom naked.
Hell yeah, you learned the right way.
Why are you looking at that boy? I'm trying to learn how
it's
to...
So that he wouldn't run and touch gross things in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
What are you going to do, leave your child outside the door? Fuck no. That's a whole other...
I hear you. I hear you, sister.
Ugh.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
That's how I'm going to end it.
Yeah.
With shit story.
But it's been fun. I want to thank Sarah for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show. And Jay Guy for being in.
Thank you,
and,
sir.
And you got anything coming up?
Yeah. Tomorrow, February 19th, I'm going to be at the Improv hosting for the comic Whisperer Ramon Garcia.
Oh, it's graduation class. Very cool.
Nice thing. Super fun. And then New Faces this Sunday, 23rd, I'll be hosting that. So
very cool.
You guys are around. Come on out, man.
So tonight, you?
Oh, tonight I have 33rd. Street Wine Bar, and I have a TV audition in the works, but I signed an NDA, so I can't say the network.
All right, very cool.
Nice.
Well, speaking of acting, on Thursday night, my opening at the Savor Theater Cinema in Fort Lauderdale, the old Paradiso there, I'll be reading from the book, From the Pages to the Theater, they call it, From the Pages to the Stage.
That's awesome.
I'll be reading several parts of Joe Corso's The Starlight Lounge. That's Thursday, Sunday, another dates. Also, guys, don't forget, this Friday, I should say, I'll be at the Black Box Theater. Yes, it's snowing in hell right now.
Andy
Singer. But I'll be opening for my buddy Ahmed there this Friday night. So come get tickets. Say you heard it here on the show. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more upcoming dates. But follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie, and on our Instagram page on Instagram, Wake Up Dougie Show. Wake Up Dougie Dougie Show. And follow me at Dougie Danger on Instagram and Twitter. And that's all I have to say because I need to get the hell out of here. Because I got to wipe my ass. And I learned some lessons today. So here we go. And that's it, guys. Thanks for being here. God bless. And we'll see you here next time. Thanks a lot.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed.
carry to the world, children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Through the door.